You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, the People of 250. In this continuing series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, we're featuring some of the people behind Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. In this episode, City of Charlottesville's Rick Barrick talks with Albemarle Historical Society Director Stephen Meeks about the upcoming Virginia Festival of History. The festival begins on May 26th with the unearthing of the 1962 time capsule the next day. It concludes on the weekend of June 2nd and 3rd with many activities designed for the whole family. Mr. Meeks' interview was originally recorded on April 25th, 2012. Here's Rick Barrick.
Over the next couple of months, we'll be doing more activities in the community, including some events downtown, just like the Festival of Cultures. One that we are busily planning at the moment is the new Virginia Festival of History. And joining us to talk about this is Stephen Meeks, who is not only a co-chair of the steering committee for Celebrate 250, but also director of the Albemarle Historical Society. And Stephen, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about what you guys are planning on the end of May.
Oh, the end of May. We're starting off the Virginia Festival of History with a partnering with some ongoing annual events that were pre-existing with dealing with Memorial Day weekend, since the festival does overlap Memorial Day. It kicks off partnering with the United Daughters, the Albemarle chapter, United Daughters of the Confederacy, with a memorial service up at the University Confederate Cemetery. We're hopefully we'll be partnering with the VFW with some other activities that weekend. And then starting Monday, continuing all the way through Friday, we're having a series of lectures and talks and walking tours, all addressing Charlottesville's 250 unique years of history.
Now, this is what we call a signature event for this year, meaning that it's a first-of-its-kind event and hopefully something that will live on in years to come. Why do you think this is an appropriate way to celebrate our 250 years? Certainly, history is a huge part of what we enjoy here in Central Virginia with our rich history. Do you feel like this festival will grow and become more of a regional event over the next several years?
Well, that is one of our guiding concepts in trying to get this established. Charlottesville, Albemarle County, Central Virginia does have a lot of history outside of what we tend to focus on around here, which is, focuses a lot on Jefferson, but there's a lot more here, a lot bigger story, a lot more stories to be told. And this year we're trying to get this established, focusing on Charlottesville's unique history, and then in future years we can branch out, further around the state and try to capture some of the history on a broader range and broader themes.
Now, we were just talking about Lee Park for the Festival of Cultures. Lee Park and Jackson Park and many other places downtown are going to be venues for some unique events on the weekend after Memorial Day. That would be June 2nd and 3rd.
Yes.
What sort of things can folks experience if they come downtown for the Festival of History?
Well, like you said, June 2nd and 3rd, the last 2 days of the festival is sort of a living history component of the festival, and we'll be focused on the parks, as you said. We will have the Lee Park is sort of focusing on the sort of last 150 years of Charlottesville's history. The first 100 years is focused up in Jackson Park and around the courthouse. Up around the courthouse, we'll have a Revolutionary War-themed encampment up there and other activities and crafting going on that sort of represents that first 100 years. Monticello will be present with a display that's sort of patterned after their new display up at Monticello on Mulberry Row. You get down to Lee Park, we will have a Civil War-themed encampment and possibly a Vietnam War-themed encampment as well. Again, other personages from Chaucer's history will be wandering around both parks. People like William Holmes McGuffey, Thomas Walker, James Monroe, Thomas Jefferson, of course, Georgia O'Keeffe, Lady Astor, all sorts of individuals. Also at Lee Park, we will hopefully have a steam engine, a large-size steam engine running, and we hope to have some, a food component at both locations
right.
as well.
And there'll also be, along with the steam engine, old automobiles. I know that's a favorite
yes.
With folks sometimes, and we've been able to locate some unique vehicles that will be parked, and people can kind of do a touch a truck or touch a car activity downtown. What else might they see if they come down that weekend?
There hopefully will be a few horses going up and down the streets, pulling some carriages and wagons. We will also have a few walking tours on those weekends as on the weekend dates as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have blacksmiths. We're going to have several people demonstrating building trades from both time periods in both parks, log home construction, that sort of thing. Let's see.
Now, I know you're doing some tours. You're personally doing
yes.
some tours of cemeteries, which I know that you guys do that on occasion with the Historical Society, but I think that's going to be more of a focus during the middle part of the week, right?
Yes. The cemetery tours are something new that I'm generating. I'm going to be offering a tour of Maplewood Cemetery and Oakwood Cemetery. They're Charlottesville's two public cemeteries, both of which have, of course, a lot of local dignitaries and a lot of people of more national importance in both cemeteries, and this will be the first time that I or the Historical Society or anybody has given a tour of those cemeteries along this venue.
So what are a couple of interesting folks that are now residents of the cemeteries that people might know?
Might know? Well, there's a couple of the people might not know. Both cemeteries have a lieutenant governor of Virginia buried interred in them, one of which we actually just found out about, or at least I just found out about back in December. Never knew he was there. The very first lieutenant governor of Virginia is actually buried there.
Interesting.
There are people from all walks of life in both cemeteries. Over in Maplewood, there's the founder of the Pony Express, who went on to own Monticello for a few short months during the Civil War. There are several Civil War-era brigadier generals at Maplewood. You get over to Oakwood. You have James Lane, who was the namesake for Lane High School. So you have a lot of educators, a lot of the former council members, mayors of Charlottesville in both cemeteries. I'll be pointing out a lot of these individuals in both of the tours.
Fantastic. Now, one event that has gotten a lot of publicity or has been talked about a lot in public is our time capsule. Of course, back in 1962, when we were celebrating our 200th anniversary, we buried a time capsule. It was a very public event. A lot of the energy around the celebration was within the time capsule. So the weekend of the start of the festival will be digging it up, and we know where it is, and we know it's there. I know that that's been a source of debate, but we're fairly confident that once we take up that cement near the circuit court, that we'll have something to show the public that weekend. What do you guys have planned for the 28th, which is the unveiling of the time capsule?
Actually, we're going to do the time capsule on Sunday, May
27th. That's right.
Yeah. That's a big event for that day at 2 o'clock. We're asking people to gather at the Charlottesville City Circuit Courthouse. The time capsule will be removed from the ground, and then we will proceed over to a nicely sort of terraced landscaped area in front of the old county jail, at which point we will open the time capsule and reveal its contents.
And we know we have a pretty decent idea of what's inside, and hopefully it's still inside. What are some of the things that you all know are in that time capsule.
Well, what is should be in it are a lot of the copies, samples of the souvenirs, artifacts that were produced during the 1962 celebration, as well as copies of the Daily Progress articles that appeared all year, as well as several letters from the mayor, possibly the fire chief at that time, that were written supposedly to the current day counterparts.
Great. So that's part of the Festival of History. And of course, we've got a week-long series of events. And if you want more information, coming up on our website, celebrate250.com, we'll be having more of a schedule so that people can really see the intricate things that are going to be going on during that week. Lots of seminars and lots of learning opportunities. Downtown will be little tabloid newspapers that will be out and about over the next couple of weeks. So we encourage folks to pick those up. You, of course, are a chairperson of the committee. The committee's been meeting for a couple of years now, and a lot of brilliant ideas have come out of it, and we're still looking for money to make sure that those brilliant ideas become reality. But later on this year, we're doing a grand gala, and I thought we could just talk a little bit about what's coming up in November.
Okay. Well, the actual anniversary date of Charlottesville's founding is November the 12th. Which is actually Veterans Day this year. So a lot of our activities are focused on that day. But the big event for that weekend, and we are planning a three days worth of events over Veterans Day weekend, but we're planning a big gala event at the John Paul Jones Arena.
And there'll be, you know, we haven't locked in our talent quite yet, but we're close to making an announcement of a big band, big national act that will be coming to town. But the night's festivities are really revolving around the community and having everyone feel comfortable in attending an event that's, you know, diverse in entertainment and accessible and affordable. What are some other things going on that night and that weekend that folks look forward to?
Well, that one big event that you just mentioned is actually going to be on Sunday. Right. I don't think I mentioned that. Saturday and Monday, we're again, things are sort of still evolving over the whole thing, but we're hoping to have events and activities that can be things that the entire community can come out for. You know, we're hoping to invite Charlottesville's various neighborhoods to be involved and have some children friendly type activities, family event activities on the downtown mall. On Monday, as well as sort of an official ceremony on Monday, where we would have some political dignitaries or invite some political dignitaries and you know, have the usual political speeches and presentation of proclamations and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something to look forward to, and ongoing, we'll be having exhibits, seminars, different activities with different organizations going on. But people can always stop by either City Hall or the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society, because you all currently have an exhibit that's quite interesting. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about what's up right now?
Well, as you mentioned in the beginning, we are putting out a new exhibit every month as part of the First Fridays programming. Currently at the Historical Society, we have an exhibit on the heritage of faith, which sort of revolves around religion and churches in the community. That will be up until next May the 3rd, at which point we'll have a new exhibit that is being produced by one of Daniel Bluestone's classes at the university, and that sort of covers residential architecture in Charlottesville over time. During the Festival of History, we're going to unveil another exhibit, and that one will be entitled "The Wealth of Theaters," which sort of covers the opera houses, movie theaters, drive-ins, that sort of thing around Charlottesville. After they leave the Historical Society, after they're up for a month, we're moving them over to the Visitor Center. Hopefully, we'll have. And they'll be there for a month, and then hopefully we'll have some spots lined up for them to continue to be on display throughout the year.
That's great. I know that the Historical Society, not only with your presence as a co-chair, but just as an organization, has been a great partner with Celebrate 250. It's a natural tie. Why is history such a big part of what we, you know, are really celebrating over the next years and months?
Well, oh boy, that's a deep question. history is so near and dear to me that I sort of live and breathe it constantly. So and for me personally, I love to share the history of the community with others, especially people new to the area. So the whole idea, I think, of this year long celebration is to sort of introduce the newer people of the community to our rich heritage, and also to those who have been here all their lives, just sort of give them a reminder and an opportunity to reflect back on things past and how we got to where we are today.
Well, we certainly thank you for your efforts, not only as a co-chair, but as director of the Historical Society, and hopefully folks over the next couple of days will have a chance to see that exhibit on the church visibility in town. And even after that, we'll be, of course, moving it around town and having new exhibits show up at the Historical Society. So, Stephen, thank you for joining me today.
Certainly. Thank you, Rick.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.